Hi, I'm Julian. Apparently it's time to start now, so let's start. This is me. I actually work for Mozilla. I should perhaps point this out. Great company to work for. So that they say for talks, there's guidelines for talks, and one thing you should never do at the start of a talk is apologize for how bad your slides are or how badly organized you are or how repetitious the slides are. So anyway, I apologize for how repetitious my slides are, especially the first few. And I also apologize for your hardened compiler nuts in the room that I might say some stuff which you already know. Anyway, with no further ado, let me proceed. So this is about Memcheck. Valgrind's the most commonly used tool, and it basically runs your program and, as I'm sure you're mostly aware, does two different sets of checks. One of which is it checks whether you're reading and writing memory in the correct or allowable places, and that's pretty simple to figure out. So that's, I'm not talking about that. The other thing it does is it checks whether you are doing branches and also making addresses and stuff like this based on undefined data, because that's actually dangerous. That may cause your program to crash or misbehave in general. And that is a relatively a difficult problem by comparison. So that's what I'm talking about today. One of the things we try to do with Memcheck is always to have a very low false positive rate. So when it says there is a problem here, you're almost certain that there really is a problem here. I think that's important for developer productivity. So, 2005, 15 years ago, everything was under control with the false positives, no problem there. 10 years later, we have these compilers, Clang, GCC, and probably the Intel compiler and everybody else being much more aggressive about optimizing. And there was an increasing number of false positive undefined value checks being reported. So we had to come up with a bunch of tricks to, or techniques to deal with these. So as a